Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're cracking open the Western Cape Department of Agriculture's new five-year strategic plan.
Yep, the big roadmap for 2025 all the way through 2029-30.
And our mission today is to really distill the core strategy for you, to figure out what matters in this huge document.
And it really does matter. This plan sits right at the heart of the Western Cape government's their apex priority, which is economic growth and creating jobs.
So agriculture is seen as the main engine for that, especially in rural areas.
Exactly. The sources are clear on that. It's seen as the most competitive economic driver they have out there.
And this all boils down to four key ministerial priorities, right?
That's right. You've got business support and agricultural support.
And then food security and nutrition. And of course, market access, which is huge for an export-heavy region.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is that this isn't just wishful thinking. The plan is built on a pretty solid foundation.
What do you mean by that?
Well, they've used about 40 external evaluations and a lot of, you know, listening sessions with stakeholders to build this thing. It's grounded.
Okay, so let's get into the goals. The what? They've laid out five big outcomes they want to hit by 2030.
Right. And outcome one is all about increasing production. In a sustainable way, of course.
And that has a big financial number attached to it, the export target.
The very ambitious one.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking to hit over our $112 billion in agricultural exports by 2030.
Wow. Okay. That's up from what? Around our $101 billion in 2024?
That's the one. Then outcome two is all about enhancing agri-processing.
Right. So moving up the value chain, they measure that with GVA, gross value added.
Exactly. And they want to push that from our $43 billion up to almost our $64 billion. It's a huge leap.
And outcome three, that feels more social.
It is. It focuses squarely on food security and safety, which,
yeah,
you know, lines up directly with the UN's Sustainable Development Goal, too. Zero hunger.
Then you have transformation and inclusivity as the fourth, measured by land reform success.
And finally, outcome five, which brings it all back to the economy and people.
The jobs number, that one really stood out to me.
It's a massive goal. They want to support over 406,000 jobs by 2030. That's a gain of over 70,000 jobs in just 5 years.
Those are some staggering goals. But, you know, every plan has to meet reality. And the document's own SWOT analysis is pretty candid.
It is. On the plus side, a key strength is their commitment to evidence. Like we said, they've commissioned 39 evaluations since 2014. They have a clear strategy.
They know the strategy, but do they have the people to pull it off? This is where it gets, well, a bit concerning, actually.
Ah, the capacity issue. It's a profound internal weakness.
A huge one. The department is currently only 49.8% staffed.
Barely half. That means they have less than 800 people trying to do the work of almost 1,600 approved posts.
So you have this R112 billion plan, but half the team is missing.
Precisely. And that internal gap is made so much worse by the external threats everyone is talking about.
Let me guess. Infrastructure.
You got it. Both their own employees and stakeholders pointed to one thing. The failure of national infrastructure. We're talking energy, roads, and especially the ports.
It's the classic challenge, isn't it? You can grow the world's best fruit, but if it rots at the port because of logistics, that R112 billion target is just a number on a page.
And that local crisis connects directly to the global picture. Speaking of goals like SDG 2, the international situation is, it's pretty grim.
And South Africa isn't doing too well.
No, we're actually regressing. Our sources show the prevalence of undernourishment here has more than doubled in 20 years, from about 3.4% to over 8% now.
That's a powerful reminder. The challenge isn't just about exports, it's about feeding people right here.
Which brings us to a shift in thinking. The whole international framework is evolving.
It's changing.
The next big African Union declaration is expected to pivot from just primary agriculture to what they're calling agri-food systems.
So field to fork, the whole system.
The whole system. Nutrition, logistics, everything.
So that really leaves you with a pretty provocative thought to chew on.
It does. On one hand, you have this incredibly ambitious production-heavy plan from the Western Cape.
But it's being held back by a 50% staffing gap and collapsing national infrastructure.
Exactly. And at the very same time, the whole global conversation is demanding a shift to something much more complex, these whole agri-food systems.
So the big question is, can they deliver on their current growth targets and prepare for that massive systemic shift at the same time?
Well, especially given their current capacity, that conflict, that tension. I think that's what's going to define their next 5 years.